There's been a lot going on in the world lately, so commentator Frank DeFord has called upon an old friend, the sports curmudgeon, to help us focus for just a moment on the world of sports.
The sports curmudgeon returns in a peevish mood. Despite the many wise complaints that he registers, nothing seems to change. No matter how many times the sports curmudgeon rails about how everyone else in sports is always talking about how they must focus more, everyone in sports continues to think that focusing remains the key to victory and to life. Well, if it is not, intensity is. The sports curmudgeon is sick of hearing about intensity. But the sports curmudgeon must be mellowing. He is no longer in high dudgeon, but is down to low dudgeon. But you know what the sports curmudgeon is starting to get exercised about? Football players. They are simply getting too big. The sumoization of American football is drifting down to high school. How about football focusing on fat? The sports curmudgeon says, give it a rest, Red Sox fans. Stop talking about a curse on your stupid baseball team. The sports curmudgeon says, just be like Chicago Cubby fans and lose every year with a pleasant fey mix of fatalism and whimsy. Curse, smurfs. Learn to take your medicine, Boo Sox bozos. The sports curmudgeon has concluded that of all the things top athletes do, the one thing they do worse is pass the baton in track relays. A quarterback hands off successfully 30 times a game to a running back with fat linemen trying to massacre him. Track runners can't pass a silly baton 3 times in a row. A little more intensity, please, runners, or brains. The sports curmudgeon never thought he would find something more distasteful in victory than pouring Gatorade on the coach. But how about these instant T-shirts and caps that are made up whenever anybody even wins a stupid division championship? And the sports curmudgeon says, if winners must wear newly minted caps, at least cut off the little price tag. Most of our champions look like mini Pearl. Moreover, starting with Barry Bonds, a very, very exasperated sports curmudgeon says, pull your baseball knickers up. If you want to wear your uniform pants down to your shoes, then please join the PGA Tour. And the sports curmudgeon says he's got a terrific idea for a new reality TV show. Take 10 college football players, put them in a locker room, and see if any of them can find their way to a classroom. And finally, the sports curmudgeon, moving from low to high dudgeon, says he wants an amendment to the Constitution banning all alleged Yogi Berra witticisms, almost none of which poor Yogi ever uttered anyway. The sports curmudgeon says that it is a fine how-do-you-do when Yogi Berra has replaced Confucius as the font of popular world wisdom. Confucius say he who claims Yogi Berra once said something is dopey American, unable to fool wise sports curmudgeon.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is The Other Adonis. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.